This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't think most people heard about this. Yeah, there was a plot to kill the president. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. Do I have your attention, by the way? Yeah, there was a plot to kill the president of the United States. It was thwarted, thankfully. You can bet, boy, whoo, there's a lot of those. Because we live in a time, a dangerous time for conservatives. Glad you guys are on my side. Because we now have the team that's draining the swamp and making sure that this country's safe for everybody. Just think about what the death threats happening to these Covington kids. Even in the wake of the lies told by the left, and these kids are having to deal with death threats. How sick is that? 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. KJRadio.com if you want to get a hold of us otherwise. We'd love to hear from you. Making mad progress. In a lot of areas, seriously. And can't wait to share some of these things with you. In fact, I'll be in Florida meeting with some very wealthy folks about some of the work that we're doing. And we're excited. We really are making progress. I'll wait until the next hour and I'll tell you about something that we were able to do at the University of Georgia. It'll thrill you. It'll warm your heart. Right now, I want to stay on this attack. News of a potential attack on Donald Trump met with glee by Democrats is my bet. And before you condemn my statement as false, let me remind you of something, folks. Let me remind you of Kathy Griffin and her antics. Kathy Griffin held the severed head of Donald Trump in her hand, thinking it would enhance her career, and the stunt failed. As I talked about Tom Arnold, talking about Tom Arnold, I was having a conversation with him, with one of the producers. And everybody who goes after Trump ends up sort of getting their careers, in bad shape. Kathy Griffin's one. But anyway, she wanted Trump dead. And she's not the only leftist who would love to see President Trump in a morgue. Besides a few of Comey's FBI team members. Remember what Peter Strzok wrote, we got to do whatever it takes, man, whatever it takes. I argued about this on Fox News, and they got after me.
What do you mean? You're saying that the FBI could have been plotting against the president in these nefarious ways?
Yeah, that's one possibility.
Oh, surely you don't mean that, Kevin.
I'm just saying that's the realm of possibility. Yes, it is possible. Have you not watched All the President's Men? You think Hollywood made it up? Anyway, Comey's FBI would love to see Donald Trump gone. So would many members of the clandestine community. If you think John Brennan, James Clapper, Eric Holder, Susan Rice, Loretta Lynch, the Clintons, Barack Obama, and many of the other minions that work for him wouldn't want to see Trump gone, I'm telling you, they would love to see Trump's demise. I was talking, who was it? One of my radio PDs was like, Kevin, I was advocating for the president. I want Donald Trump to live to be 150. As far as I'm concerned, he can stay president the whole time. That's how good I think he is. But as bad as Barack Obama was, I never wished him any ill will. But you can bet there are people out there who want to see Donald Trump, his demise. I'm talking, and for those who are, because I got somebody, it was one of my PDs.
Kevin, that's a terrible thing to say.
Snoop Dogg, he made a video of Trump in a body bag. What about Obama? What about Madonna? Remember Madonna? She openly declared that she thought a lot about blowing up the White House with Trump in it. So much for the metaphorical, so they say, threats. Because we have a real threat that happened against the president. It was in USA Today. Federal agents posing as potential terrorists and munition sellers arrested a Georgia man in a plot to blast his way into the West Wing of the White House with an anti-tank rocket. This is according to court papers and the prosecutors. You want to take a guess as to who it was? You think it was a Catholic nun or a Jewish rabbi? Hashar Jalal Tahib, 21, of Cummings, Georgia, met with the undercover agents and traded his car for semi-automatic assault rifles, remote-controlled explosives and grenades, and an anti-tank rocket. This according to the new and improved version of the FBI. Yeah, Tahib planned to blow out the door of the West Wing to gain entry, using as many weapons as possible to inflict damage, according to court papers. He told at least one agent that he wanted to fire a rocket at the Statue of Liberty. He wanted to bring down Lady Liberty. Talk about a man after Obama's own heart. You know what I'm saying? He was like, gee, how could I impress Barack Obama, the former president and first lady?
For the first time in my adult life, when I saw the Statue of Liberty blow up, I was so excited.
Because then Barack wouldn't be hanging around all them white folks anymore. Yeah, hey, unbeknownst to Tahib, the weapons he received on the back of a tractor trailer had been rendered inert by the FBI. He was arrested within moments of obtaining the weaponry. Now, as I said earlier, I don't care how feckless I found Barack Obama, I never wished him, his family, anybody in his administration harm. I wished them all that they deserve. And if that meant prosecution or arrest, I certainly would not have gone against it. I will tell you this, I think most conservatives agree with me, true conservatives. There's nobody, we can disagree with you and not want you dead or harmed or whatever, not the liberals. And if an attack was thwarted against Obama or his family, I would be grateful for our Secret Service, just for starters. I would thank the other agencies who protected the man. We can disagree about policy, but I don't want anybody hurt that isn't intentionally hurting anybody else. Now, that's up for grabs if you want to talk about who Barack Obama hurt. Now, the story continues because this is a radicalized American. See, it didn't give the man's original name or his ethnicity. They just said that he had been radicalized. And a tipster alerted authorities that Tahib had become radicalized, changed his name, planned to live abroad. The affidavit said Tahib told a confidential FBI source in October that he planned to travel abroad for Hijra, which the agent refers to traveling to territory controlled by the Islamic State. But he didn't have a passport, so he couldn't travel abroad, and he told the FBI that he wanted to carry out an attack in the U.S. against the White House and the Statue of Liberty. You want to know who radicalized this man? Democrats. See, Democrats love their homegrown terrorists. And then they try to call him a lone wolf, because that's the way the story has to end. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I'll be back in just a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Just in case you thought Al Gore was the only bat crap crazy leftist out there, which there's no way you would think that because there's just so many of them. Wow. I'm telling, I would be embarrassed to be a Democrat. I'm not even kidding. Look, Republicans can say and do some stupid stuff, but there is no comparison to the stupidity that is on display every single day with the Democratic Party. I'm talking about Hank Johnson, Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee, Ocasio-Cortez, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders, you name it. Elizabeth Warren. Just recap anywhere near the nonsense. Bernie Sanders is a socialist who drives a $90,000 car and he's buying second homes, okay? Ocasio-Cortez, I'm going to get to her in a second. Let me just leave her alone. Hillary Clinton will kill you. She wouldn't pee on you if you were on fire, and her relatives claim she wants to help people, extorts money from the very people she claims to want to help, millions and millions of dollars, has ties to the Russians, and the Democrats love her. John Kerry's trying to put Donald Trump with Putin when Barack Obama's got 50 times more, and Hillary Clinton have 50 times more connections to Putin than any of them have. Joe Biden is a walking, talking gas machine. I mean, I could go on. These people are crazy.
Climate change, climate change.
I'm going to get into that with Ocasio-Cortez in just a second. I'm just, before we get there, I just want to tell you, name me your Democrat. I will give you your stupid, silly statement. Guam tipping over. We're going to impeach, impeach, impeach. Impeach for what? Russian collusion that doesn't exist. I mean, these people, if you were trying to figure out who they were, you would have to put them in a nut house. Welcome, everybody. I'm Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. Don't make me go person by person and give you the nutcase stuff that these people are talking about. Barack Obama with 57 states and one to go. Barack Obama with Cinco de Cuatro. Barack Obama with corpsmen. Michelle Obama talking about, I was skeptical of Barack because all them white people used to dote on him. And all these other things. I could give you racist comments. I could give you sexist comments. Hey, does anybody remember Harvey Weinstein? Who was his best bud? Oh, wait, everybody in D.C.? Anybody remember Kevin Spacey? You want to know who was one of his best buddies? Bill Clinton. Anybody remember Epstein and Rape Island or whatever they call his island where he took these guys on private jets with nobody on the manifest? Because they didn't want you to know that Bill Clinton's going there to have sex with underage girls and on and on. The Podesta brothers, Susan Rice. Look at any of these people. Look at James Comey, Mr. Quote Scripture. And tell me, oh, you know, pretty soon the light will come out and Proverbs 3:13 says blah, blah, blah. The biggest liar, Eric Holder. Wasn't he supposed to run for president? Kamala Harris got more skeletons in her closet than the cadaver museum. I'm just telling you, give me what, tell me, Kamala Harris has a sign outside of her window, her office in Senate office. That essentially welcomes illegals, but she recently kicked out the families of those who were killed by illegals, threatened to call the cops on them. But they tell you they care, man. They love these people. They love them. We want to be a part. We want to bring. It was funny, her announcement for president. We want to bring unity. We're going to bring unity because here's what we're going to do. We're going to kill all you conservatives off, all you pragmatists, all you people that want to fight us. Because you don't understand, we run things, you don't. That's what she's trying to tell us. They run it, not us. They want to kill us all off. What about all the people who believe the Kavanaugh lying skanks versus Kavanaugh? Huh? I could go on. These are the people that want to run this country. The people who want to essentially canonize a lying, stolen valor Indian, Nathan Phillips. Why? Because the kids he walked in the middle of are good old suburban white kids who are Christians. They're Catholics. Do they demonize the black guys who were taunting those kids? No. Do they demonize Black Lives Matter who kills cops? Do they demonize people that disrespect the flag, disrespect the anthem, etc.? No. You know what they demonize? They demonize a MAGA hat. That's what Alyssa Milano did. She called that hat white racism. It equated anybody wearing it to the Ku Klux Klan. And you know what that hat says? Make America great again. That hat is now a symbol of the Klan because somebody on the left wants to make it so. You gonna let them? Because let me tell you something. That's what's going on. They're trying to make that hat a symbol of the Klan. Don't be. Let me put it to you this way. I'm gonna fast forward you. If you leave things alone in 2 years, to wear a MAGA hat will mean you are a white nationalist, white racist, white separatist, white supremacist, whatever you want to call it. That's what it'll mean if you do nothing. So what you need to do is you need to get, if you, particularly if you're a person of color, you need to proudly wear your Trump gear, your MAGA stuff, whatever, MAGA, whatever you want to call it. Some people call it MAGA. I call it MAGA. I think it would be funny if some leftist comes up to me and says, I'm a totally Hillary Clinton. Then I go, Mah! You know, and crank my head at her like I'm a chicken. Don't say chicken unless you got some. Oh, man, these people are crazy. There's not a person. I'm telling you, there's not a person. Joe Biden, racist.
Hey, you can't go into a 7-Eleven without a Pakistani being there.
Oh, yeah, he's articulate and clean. Yeah, I could give me your Democrat. I will give you your racist. I will give Joe Biden and the women's movement. Why hasn't the Me Too movement jumped all over this clown? They should be giving this dude a headlock. They should have his head firmly between their legs, and they should be squeezing it like a coconut. They don't say anything. This guy publicly abuses women. You can see the look on their faces, like, where's the media? Do you think the media is going to go interview any of those women that were Joe's touching them on the shoulder and whispering behind their ear? I mean, their husbands are right there, and Joe's like, I'm the vice president, dang it. I can do what I want. I mean, this dude is creepy as heck. But he's the number two guy. You know, number one, Bernie Sanders. Number two, Joe Biden. Number three, you want to know who it is? Beto O'Rourke. Beto. That's the number. Those are the three people in line. If the Democrats had to pick somebody today that they want to be president, one of those three. Joe Biden, the plagiarist, who's done nothing in his life except, you know, ride the coattails of others, who want you to believe that he's competent. Joe Biden's an idiot. I don't care. Joe Biden is an idiot first class, okay? If you want to give me some military ranks, he's an idiot first class. Bernie Sanders is the most disingenuous liar on the planet, proven by his sellout of what, because he sold out. But there's Bernie. And Beto. Go look at Beto O'Rourke's record and tell me you want that guy to be the president of the United States. It's crazy out there, folks. And it's only getting crazier. We have to fight back. And I hope that you're willing to get in the fight. Join us at teapartycommunity.org or just contact us here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it's time to reopen the government, and House Minority Whip and Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise explains to Fox News there's a very easy way to end the partial government shutdown and open up the government.
President Trump said over and over again he's willing to negotiate on all terms, on all fronts. He put DACA on the table.
Scalise adds,
part of divided government means you're going to have to work with people on the other side. And when a growing number of her own members of her party are saying it's time to resolve this and put border security money and wall funding on the table, she's got to listen to them.
the U.S. will start exporting more energy than it imports starting in 2020. A report released by the Energy Department predicts the oil and gas boom will make the U.S. a net energy exporter for the first time in nearly 70 years. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kamala Harris is not black. She's Jamaican and Indian. Beto O'Rourke is not Hispanic. Alexandria, Ocasio-Cortez is not from the Bronx. Kirsten Gillibrand used to be far right. Bernie Sanders drives a $250,000 sports car. Why are they so phony? That's what Jacob Wall, one of my Twitter friends, queried. I don't know if you guys know this, but in Kansas, we did a story about this. There are Republicans who won, and as soon as they got in the legislature of Kansas, they flipped. And they gave an excuse. I cannot stand by the Republican Party for blankety blankety blank. That's their strategy. We'll talk more about that another time. I mentioned in the previous segment that Alyssa Milano compared supporters of the president to members of the Ku Klux Klan. The red MAGA hat is the new white hood, she declared. Without white boys being able to empathize with other people, humanity will continue to destroy itself. How about that for a racist comment? Can you imagine if she made the comment, without black boys being able to empathize with other people, humanity will continue to destroy itself? What would the backlash be? By the way, that comment is more applicable given the amount of crime, the criminality with young black men. But she'd never say that. Yeah. Smeared millions of Americans who support Trump, who wear that hat, who bought that hat, calling it the new white hood. And one of my friends, Bill Mitchell, quoted, think about it. Democrats are actually offended by a hat that promotes American greatness. It's crazy. Ocasio-Cortez was in the news. And I alluded in a previous segment when I was going to talk about her, I'm finally getting to it. If you thought Al Gore was crazy, I really need you to look at his protege. Because she's a creation of him. Al Gore and this nonsense of climate change that has been debunked on so many levels. Al Gore himself was asked, Al, we thought the world was supposed to end. Why didn't it end?
I'm Nicholas Bouncy here in Washington at the museum for the premiere of an inconvenient sequel, Truth to Power, with former Vice President Al Gore. So the first question I have for you was the prediction that you made in the first film about reaching the point of no return in 10 years. That was back in 2006. Looking back on that prediction, why did you make the prediction at the time, and are you making a new one right now given the current parents are?
Well, first of all, we've seen a lot of progress since the first movie came out. We have the Paris Agreement now. The cost of renewable energy has come down so quickly that people are switching over. Unfortunately, some elements of the Earth system have crossed a point of no return. A big chunk of the West Antarctic ice sheet, for example, makes a considerable amount of sea level rise inevitable in the future. But we still have the ability to stop short of other points of no return.
Al Gore still selling that snake oil, boy. Welcome back, everybody. That's just unbelievable. I mean, the North Atlantic ice sheet is going to melt. The sea levels will rise at some time. Yeah, in the future. You know, like a million years from now. It is such drivel. It's quite frankly, it would be laughable if it weren't being taken so seriously. Wow. Let me tell you. Al Gore's crazy. His proteges are even crazier. These millennials and Generation Z are... Generation Z. It almost makes me want this to be the last generation. Seriously. Because they're just too crazy. At least in Ocasio-Cortez's declaration that the world will end, you don't have to wait a lifetime to see it. And I know that sounds kind of weird because she said it would happen in 12 years. But here's what the Daily Mail says. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said on Monday that the world is going to end in 12 years if laws aren't passed to address climate change. And then it was immoral for billionaires to exist in the same country where people struggle to make ends meet. She did this interview with a guy named Ta-Nehisi Coates at Riverside Church in Manhattan. She said, she and other millennials view climate change as our World War II. I found that an interesting comment as well. So let me play this transcript. Video for you and let you hear for yourself what this woman has to say about what's happening in the world and how climate change is impacting this stuff. And then we'll dissect it, because I promise you, if Democrats don't listen to this and say to themselves, this girl is nuts, shame on you. Shame for shame. Here's the clip.
Millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it? And like, this is the war. This is our World War II. And I think for younger people, we're looking at this and we're like, how are we saying let's take it easy when 3,000 Americans died last year? How are we saying let's take it easy when the nth person has just died from our cruel and unjust criminal justice system? How are we saying take it easy when the America that we're living in today is so dystopian, with people sleeping in their cars so that they can work a second job without health care, and we're told to settle down? I don't. It's a fundamental separation between, you know, that fierce urgency of now, the why we can't wait that King spoke of. That at some point these chronic realities do reach a breaking point.
Wow! Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here, listening to, and that was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she says, you're asking, how are you going to pay for it? I mean, I don't get this. Look, the people that believe they can save this planet crack me up. They crack me up. I don't even know where to start here. I'm not speechless, because that's rare. But I really don't know where to start. I want to start with just, how are we going to pay for it? The estimates are, if you wanted to battle global climate change, it would take the entirety of the GDP of the world to fight what these people are talking about, staving it off. So who would work? Who would do it? We've already got half of America, almost half of America, that doesn't work. So 50, 3% of people, whatever the number is now going to have to take on the burden of not only paying their bills and paying for everybody else, but now fighting global climate change. And on so many levels, I want to grab these people and just shake them. Shaken liberal syndrome. SLS. Because they're crazy. How are we going to... It is a legitimate question. The first legitimate question is, what makes you think you can impact this in any significance, number one? Number two, hey, Ocasio-Cortez and all you global climate change nutbags, let me tell you, all you got to do is get outside of your city, and you will find out that the air is clear, as is the water. And, oh, by the way, the people are nice, and they're not as crazy as you. I'm amazed that we are constantly dealing with this nonsense. How do you dissect a moron of this level when that's the way her thinking is? What she seems to believe, and what liberals of her ilk with this class, they think they can fix all the world's problems. And here's what I find most interesting about this, and this is where I'm going to stick until we get to the next segment. Ocasio-Cortez discusses these issues as if they only exist in America. Then, she believes, only leftist ideas are going to save the world from the cruelty of the American system. How else are we going to survive unless we implement her ideas? And they're all utopian. They're all utopian. They're all things that if we only do this, this will happen and it will all be good. It will all be great. People will not sleep in their cars. Everyone will not have to have a second job and all this. She pretends that man's problems are not created by man. That government will solve these problems for you. You won't need a second job because, you know, there'll be plenty of that for everybody. Oh, by the way, how are you going to stop my ex-sister-in-law from going into debt? Because let me tell you, I bailed her out enough times and talked to her and said, why do you continue to go into debt when you have two kids and you're always borrowing money? I know. I could give up my cigarettes and my drinking every weekend, but you know what? Then I wouldn't have any fun. She believes she can regulate people's behaviors and government will just take care of it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up, and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is... Your biggest issue is, how are we going to pay for it? Mm-hmm. And, like, this is the war. This is our World War II. Mm-hmm. And I think for younger people, we're looking at this and we're like, how are we saying let's take it easy when 3,000 Americans died last year? How are we saying let's take it easy when the nth person has just died from our cruel and unjust criminal justice system? How are we saying take it easy when the America that we're living in today is so dystopian, with people sleeping in their cars so that they can work a second job without health care, and we're told to settle down? I don't. It's a fundamental separation between that fierce urgency of now, the why we can't wait that King spoke of, that at some point these chronic realities do reach a breaking point.
Well, aside from the nuttiness that the world's going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change, I mean, this statement is so crazy on so many levels. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one of the craziest leftists on the planet. And look, New York, if you love that, congratulations. Wow. She can fix all the problems in the world. All we got to do is solve this climate change issue, and then the world becomes a utopia. And, hey, by the way, in case you missed it, 3,000 Americans died last year. Of what? I'm not really sure. What the heck is that all about? It's like Ocasio-Cortez wants you to believe she can prevent death. We can prevent death. All we need to do is address this climate change issue, everybody. Yeah. With her ideas, millennials and Generation Z can avoid their version of World War II. That one really, I had to ponder that one for just a second. It's like, okay, you do realize we fought World War I and we fought World War II. Wouldn't this be their generation of, their version of World War III? Or maybe, did I misinterpret this? You guys help me. You're millennials. Did I misinterpret that? To me, that was one of, I was like, this is going to be our World War II. I'm thinking, no, you do mean World War III, right? Like the big one. But next, here's what really got me. How many people has our cruel criminal justice system killed? I don't know how many. I don't have an answer. I'm just saying, it's cruel. It's horrible. By the way, did she even get the memo that Donald Trump is addressing the criminal justice system? I'll tell you this about our criminal justice system. Having been, tepidly involved with it from time to time, traffic tickets and identity theft and things like this, I will tell you this, as bad as our system may be, it's nothing like the rest of the world. Nothing. One of my friends was, he's stationed in Turkey. Well, he was at the time. And he says to me, he goes, Kevin, you know how they handle prisoners in Turkey, right? And I'm like, no. How would I know? Stupid question. But anyway, he goes, what they do is every day, he goes, you go outside the Turkish prison and there's bodies laying out there. And you go look for your relative. I went, get out of here. He goes, no. He goes, now this was probably a couple decades ago. People talk to some of the people that have lived in Turkey. He said, here's what the Turkish prison is. If your family doesn't bring you food, you don't eat. You die in prison. He goes that every day the people come up there and they bring the things to the family members in Turkish prison. I don't know. Look, I'm not going to tell you this is fact. I'll tell you this. My friend who told me, he's not a liar. He's not one to embellish. He just tells it like it is. He goes, I'm telling you. If you don't take food to your relatives in prison, they don't eat. And every day, they bring the bodies out. And people look and go, oh. There'll be women crying out there over their bodies of their husbands. Things like that. So, if Ocasio-Cortez wants to see cruel prisons, I want to see her visit North Korea. And then see how Otto Warmbier lived before he returned to America, only to die. And she talks about a dystopian America with people sleeping in cars. I dare this woman, find a society where this doesn't occur. Find me a society where they live anywhere close to what you say and this occurs. create it. Even put it on paper. Tell me how you're going to create this society where people don't sleep in their cars, people don't sleep on the streets or whatever. I can almost guarantee you there are fewer people sleeping in cars in America than anywhere else where it's civilized and people sleep in cars. Secondarily, I can guarantee you that there are fewer people sleeping on the streets in America than there are in any other country where people sleep on the streets per capita. We have fewer because we are the best country in the world. And most of these places, people can't even own cars or own houses. They've got, you know, rickshaws and huts at best. They don't have running water. They can't feed themselves consistently. And she's talking about a person who says, you know, makes a determination that, you know what, I'm going to sleep in my car because I'm not going to tell you why people sleep in cars. I know this. I have enough friends to where I could couch hop for the better part of a year if I needed to. I could say, okay, I need to stay with you for 2 weeks while I get my act together. And let me put it to you this. If you can't have a job or whatever and couch hop with enough of your friends for a couple of months so you can get your act together to go, you know, get a place to stay or whatever, shame on you. You've wasted your life. You don't have you don't have friends for that? Relatives? The America she described means these people that sleep in their cars because they got to work two jobs, they don't have any family and they don't have any friends. She's describing leftists. But you know what? Leftists, the only place where the definition breaks down is they don't have two jobs. Most of them don't even have one job. Her society doesn't exist. And I love, though, when they attack health care. The system of which Ocasio-Cortez complains was born of the last president, Baby Black Jesus. And it's convenient for her and other leftists to use healthcare as their excuse for wanting to change the world. When, here I thought, Obamacare was the pill that was going to cure all the ills. What is she talking about? People are sleeping in their cars because they cannot pay for their healthcare. Wait a minute, sister. Hold on a minute. That society's over. We have Obamacare. I'll sit here and ponder while you think about it. Oh, you got no answer, right? Let's just buzz off, because she doesn't have an answer to that. Everything she talks about is it lays on the shoulders of what was supposed to have been fixed in a previous administration. Sadly for us, Obamacare is the reason for the very problems that Ocasio-Cortez describes, the legislation that probably killed those 3,000 people that she talked about. Obama lied about lower rates. Rates tripled. Obamacare put people out of their homes, into their cars. It starved people. It killed old people. It had people jumping off of buildings. It had people afraid to go to the doctor. He lied about keeping your doctor. He lied about keeping your plans. He lied about the whole premise of it. And Ocasio-Cortez is like, but people are dying. They're dying, man. And then she went on to say it was immoral that American economic system allows billionaires to exist. She says, I don't believe that billionaires are immoral. No, the system is immoral. She said, it's not to say that Bill Gates, for example, or Warren Buffett are immoral. I don't believe that. But I do think a system that allows billionaires to exist when there are parts of Alabama where people are getting ringworm because they don't have access to public health is wrong. Again, she references access to public health. Did she not get the memo? I think it's wrong, she says, that the vast majority of the country does not make a living great wage. Every excuse she has falls on the backs of achievers. Obamacare doesn't take care of ringworm. Or those billionaire butt munches keep all the ointments locked up in their mansions, I guess. The government extracts money from us folks, including billionaires, but maybe we should demand that billionaires show how much they pay in taxes, and that'll, you know, help her out a little bit. But hey, here's the deal. All of this is moot unless we tackle that climate change issue. We have until 2031 to get her done.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.